Now turn to part 4, questions 20 to 25. Look at the 6 sentences for this part. You will hear a conversation between a boy, Sam, and a girl, Carla, about a school concert. Decide if each sentence is correct or incorrect. If it is correct, put a tick in the box under A for yes. If it is not correct, put a tick in the box under B for no. You now have 20 seconds to look at the questions for part 4. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Carla?
What is it, Sam?
Why weren't you at Mrs. Ford's meeting this morning? The one about the school concert?
Well, I've decided not to take part this year.
You're joking. The whole orchestra wondered where you were, and Mrs. Ford even sent someone to look for you.
I already know about that. What it is to be popular.
Everyone's expecting you to do the concert, you know, and Mrs. Ford has found some music for you.
But that's the problem, Sam. We're never allowed to select what we play, and her choices are so boring.
Oh, that's a bit unfair. I agree that it used to be like that, but the programme she put together for last year's concert was much better. You enjoyed it last year, didn't you?
Well, the event itself was great, and I was proud of how I played. But it's always such hard work getting ready for that, all those hours practising. And I don't have so much time to spare this year.
Well, I suppose not. But Carla, we really need you. Apart from David in class 10, who's brilliant, nobody else plays the piano as well as you do, and David's going to be away that week.
Oh, do you want me to feel guilty now? Well, when's the first practice?
Thursday lunchtime. Look, if you don't like the music Mrs. Ford's decided on, why not say so?
And suggest something else?
Well, you'll be playing the piece on your own, won't you? So why not?
That's true. Anyway, what about you, Sam? Aren't you busy at the moment?
Yeah, there's lots of coursework, and I'm playing in the school football team. You're right, I'll have to give something up, won't I? But not the concert, that's for sure.
Well, good for you. OK, I'll see you on Thursday then.
Excellent.
Now listen again.
Carla?
What is it, Sam?
Why weren't you at Mrs. Ford's meeting this morning? The one about the school concert?
Well, I've decided not to take part this year.
You're joking. The whole orchestra wondered where you were, and Mrs. Ford even sent someone to look for you.
I already know about that. What it is to be popular.
Everyone's expecting you to do the concert, you know, and Mrs. Ford has found some music for you.
But that's the problem, Sam. We're never allowed to select what we play, and her choices are so boring.
Oh, that's a bit unfair. I agree that it used to be like that, but the programme she put together for last year's concert was much better. You enjoyed it last year, didn't you?
Well, the event itself was great, and I was proud of how I played. But it's always such hard work getting ready for that, all those hours practising. And I don't have so much time to spare this year.
I suppose not. But Carla, we really need you. Apart from David in class 10, who's brilliant, nobody else plays the piano as well as you do, and David's going to be away that week.
Oh, do you want me to feel guilty now? Well, when's the first practice?
Thursday lunchtime. Look, if you don't like the music Mrs. Ford's decided on, why not say so?
And suggest something else?
Well, you'll be playing the piece on your own, won't you? So why not?
That's true. Anyway, what about you, Sam? Aren't you busy at the moment?
Yeah, there's lots of coursework, and I'm playing in the school football team. You're right, I'll have to give something up, won't I? But not the concert, that's for sure.
Well, good for you. OK, I'll see you on Thursday then.
Excellent.
That is the end of part four. You now have 6 minutes to check and copy your answers onto the answer sheet. You have one more minute. That is the end of the test.